Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Good morning. How are you all today? Nice. Yeah. Do you guys remember my name? Wow. I remember your name too. It sounded something like when I asked yesterday, because you all said your name at the same time. What?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I remember nothing. I'm so sorry. Wow, you all have names. That's fantastic. Isn't that a weird thing that everybody has a name? That has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today. But it is interesting, isn't it? So I have a question. The theme this week is Jesus is King. How many of you have ever had a king before? One. Where did you live that you had a king?
My house.
Who's the king of your house?
My dad.
That's right, he is. Hear that, kids? I'm the king of the house. Yeah. No. I think the closest thing we have to a king in the United States is Burger King. Right? Yeah, like we don't have anything close to a king. We don't know what it's like to have a king.
President.
We have a president, but you know what? A president is not a king. All right? He isn't. We think he's a king, but he's not a king. You see, kings are really, really different than anything we understand here in the United States. And so I want to talk about a little bit today what it's like to have a king. All right, so I need one volunteer to come up and be the king. All right, yeah, you can come up here and be the king. Zeke. Zeke is a kingly name. All right, everybody, behold your king, King Zeke. All right, you're already doing it wrong. What do you do when you have a king? You bow to the king. That's right. That's actually number two on my list of things that are supposed to do to a king, but that's okay. All right. This is what you need to know about Zeke. All right. This is what you need to know about Zeke, King Zeke over here. King Zeke has all the authority. He has all the authority. What does that mean? That means he is 100% in charge of everything. Yeah. If he wants you to walk on your tippy toes, you have to walk on your tippy toes. Do you want everybody to walk on their tippy toes?
Yes.
Yes. So you must right now walk on your tippy toes because he's king and he says so. All right. This is good. You can have a seat. This is good. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, King, tell him to sit down for me. Thank you. All right. Clearly, King Zeke knows what he's doing up here. All right, number two. So a king has all the authority. The second thing a king has to do is the king has to protect his people. That's what a king has to do. All right? So if there was somebody coming in here to intrude, King Zeke is going to fight him off.
Yes.
How are you going to fight him off?
I'm going to say charge.
You're going to say charge. Yes. King Zeke will say charge, and we'll all go, charge, and we'll protect the people.
Yeah.
You see, this is what a king does. If you are for the king, he will protect you. If you are against the king, he will fight against you. That's what a king does. All right? So a king has all the authority, and the king protects. Show me how you would protect. Nice. That's a strong king. Hey, you don't fight back the king. You don't do that. Okay? Because that becomes number three. A king is honored. A king is honored. All right? Now, you already showed me what it means to honor. Honor kind of means to bow down to. So it'd be, oh, King Zeke, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. That's what it means, to honor and lift up the king above yourself, right? If the king wants water, oh, it would be my honor to give you water. If the king wants a guitar, I'm not going to give you a guitar because it's not mine to give, but you get the point. Whatever the king wants, it is my honor, it is my privilege to give you whatever you want. Do you want chocolate milk? So we would have to get him chocolate milk. Can you imagine walking down to breakfast and everybody would be like, I want to help King Zeke get his breakfast. Did you guys do that to Zeke this morning? You don't know how to treat King Zeke, do you? Oh, he wasn't a king at that point. That's fair. Okay, but you're getting it. All right, here's the fourth one. A king owns all the land. Now, that doesn't mean much to us, but this is what it means. The king owns everything in his kingdom. Oh, yeah. I know. That's why it's so different with a king, right? Because the king owns all the money. And the king owns all the stuff that you bought with the money. The king owns the land. He owns the bed. He owns the clothes. He owns you. The king owns everything. You see all of this stuff? Guess what? It is. He gets it. That's what a king does. Now, the king lets us use stuff. What a nice king. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's such a polite king, too. King Zeke is a great king, guys. Will you let them leave? This is a great question. Not yet. I like him. All right, you can have a seat. Thank you, King Zeke. Thank you. Thank you, King Zeke. All right, now a king reigns forever. I don't know if you know that, until he's no longer king. But we don't want to talk about that right now. All right, all right. So what are those four things? Number one, a king has all authority. You have to do what the king says. Like, it's not even a choice. You don't even think about it. It's not like I wonder if I'm going to do what the king says or not. Like, you don't even get to wonder. You just do it. Right? A king protects his people. This is really important because you have to decide, am I one of his people or not? If I'm one of his people, he'll protect me. If I'm not, he'll fight against me. All right? Number three, a king is honored. This means I have to bow down to him. Right? He is way more important than me. He is way more important than me. So whatever he wants, I'm going to help out. I'm going to put him first, always. And then a king owns all the land. Nothing is truly yours. Everything. Ah, this is good. We're going to get there. All right. Nothing you have is truly yours. This is what it's like to have a king. That's very different, isn't it? You don't wake up in the morning going, time to honor the king. What does the king want me to do today? We don't live like that. Consider this, though. Consider you had someone over to your house, and you were the king of your bedroom. Bum, ba, da, da. How many of you have your own bedroom? I never did until I got older. Yeah. All right. That means you are the king or queen of your bedroom. What does that mean? That means whoever comes into your bedroom has to do what? Very good. They have to do what you say. If you're the king of your bedroom, they have to do what you say. And then, if they come in, guess what you need to do for the people who come into your room?
Protect them.
You need to protect them, right? You need to protect them, all right? Then, the person who comes in, when they see you, what do they need to do?
Honor you.
They need to honor you. They need to put you first. So they come in and they go, oh, king, nothing. It'd be queen. Oh, queen, nothing. What would you like me to do today for you? Give me some tea, please. Yes, because queens are all British. They aren't, all right? There are actually 43 kings and queens in the world today. Not all of them are British, only one. All right, a king owns all the land is the last one. So when you go into somebody's room, everything you have is theirs, even the clothes. If the king's like, I want my clothes back, yes, sir. And then you go find some other clothes and change and then come back and go, here you go, sir, master, king. That's what you would do. Isn't that weird? What's that? What if he asked for the whole world is his anyway? He's the king. Oh, yeah, because they're kings of different territories, different lands. That makes sense. Good question. All right. What I want to do is I want you to understand Jesus is the king. Jesus is the king. Did you have an opportunity to look at Luke chapter 5 today? Yeah, that's good. Can we go to the second half of that? All right, we are going to do 1 through 5 in the beginning of this. But Peter does some really strange things in Luke chapter 5. He does some things that a lot of us just don't understand. Like Peter, why would you do that? Right? I don't understand why all of a sudden you'd be like falling down on your knees in front of Jesus. But I want you to look at how Peter treats Jesus. And tell me, does he treat him like a king? All right, I'm actually going to look at verse 5. Perfect. It says, Simon answered. So I'm in Luke chapter 5. I'm going to start in verse 5. Simon, which is another name for Peter. Peter answered, Master. Now, master is an interesting word. Master does not mean king. Master just means, I'm going to serve you right now. That's what it means, all right? So if somebody goes, okay, master, it's kind of like a teacher, that's someone you would call a master, right? They certainly aren't your king or queen, right? But they are your master for the time, all right? So that's kind of what Peter said. All right, master, I'm going to do what you say because you probably know a little bit more, even though I kind of been doing this all night. And then he comes to verse 6. And listen to what the Bible says. It says, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Can you imagine how many fish that is? So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. And so Peter is looking at Jesus, and he says, okay, master. Then Jesus obeys the master, and this miracle happens. And now look how Peter is changed. And the way that he behaves in front of Jesus changes. Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees. What would that actually look like? Can you imagine that in your head? Peter sees all of this stuff happen, and the first thing he does is he falls to his, that's kind of like bowing. Immediately, Peter bows to Jesus, all right? What's the next thing he does? Let's keep reading here. Verse 7, he says, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. Now, this can be a little bit tricky, but what he's saying is, compared to you, Jesus, I'm sinful. Excuse me, I'm sinful. According to you, Jesus, I'm sinful. You're way better than I am. Remember the four things that a king is? Which one do you think that one is? Begins with an H.
Honor.
He's honoring Jesus. He says, Jesus, you're way better than me. I don't deserve to be around you. You see how he's treating him? This is a big change, isn't it? Peter's treating Jesus kind of like a king. It continues, for he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. And then what did Simon do? So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Who has all the authority? See, Jesus says, stop what you're doing. And he says, come and follow me. And what does Peter do? He does it. He obeys that quickly. Because Peter, at that point in time, recognizes that Jesus is the King. And he shows us how we are supposed to act knowing that Jesus is the King. Because if he truly is the King in our life, we're going to do what he says. We're going to do what he says. Because he has all authority. In fact, at one point, Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. Because I'm the King. So when Jesus says, do not murder, guess what? We're not going to murder. When Jesus says, don't steal, that's an easier one for most of us. Guess what? We're not going to steal. Right? When Jesus says, don't look at what your neighbor has and try to take it for yourself and want it for yourself and get all jealous, guess what? We're not going to do that. Because Jesus has all the authority. He's the King. And if we treat him like he is the King, then we're going to listen to what he says. We're going to listen to what he says. All right. And so there's this big thing that I want you guys to see here. It says, because Jesus is the ultimate King. Now, I use the word ultimate because Peter uses one word in particular here. He calls Jesus Lord. He calls Jesus Lord. First, he called him Master. Second, he called him Lord. Lord means supreme, ultimate, the greatest. Someone asked earlier, what happens if there's more than one king? There's only one greatest king. And Peter says, Jesus, you're it. Jesus, you're it. That means I'm going to follow you before everything else, more than anything else. I know what that famous person says. I'm going to follow you more than that because, Jesus, you are Lord. You are the ultimate King. I'm going to honor you. And so when Jesus says, can I have a glass of water? We're going to go, here's a glass of water, Jesus. Right? We're going to say, Jesus, what do you want to do today? Because that's what I want to do today. Because I'm going to honor you. It bows down. It says, Jesus, you're way more important than me. You're way more important than me. You're the greatest King ever. Jesus is our friend, and we're often taught that. Sometimes we forget that Jesus is our King. We can't forget throughout our entire lives how important to remember that Jesus is our King, and we need to treat him like our King. When he wants something, we need to honor him in that. And that's hard to do, and we're going to talk about that tonight. What happens when it's hard to do some of the things that King Jesus asks us to do? All right, so I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.